Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering complete holiday meals, natural meats, seasonal recipes, and more, with 9 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Okay, Nancy, so I got this picture you gave me of this weird gizmo with a Ziploc stretched over it. Is it what I think it is?
I don't know, Stein. What do you think it is?
I think it's a gizmo for air-drying used Ziploc bags.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's not what it's for. A couple of years ago, I got one of those white elephant gifts from my friend Carol, and it was this ugly plasticky kitchen implement. And I thought, what is this? Well, actually, it's got two prongs, right? Two prongs that go up
for like
tall
big,
and short.
Big V, yeah.
And what it is you're supposed to put your Ziploc bag in it so that when you don't have an extra pair of hands, you can say, hey, Cheryl, come over here while I pour this chicken stock into this Ziploc bag. But that's not how I use it. I use it to dry my Ziploc.
And much better use, too. There's lots of cool uses for them, and I've got a couple. And I looked online to see, you know, unusual uses for Ziploc bags, and they got a lot of them. Not all that unusual, but none of them have mentioned my two favorite uses for Ziploc bags, besides just putting stuff in them. And that is extra tomato paste. If you're not...
Oh, Stein, have you not told me this? Go ahead. Explain.
Okay.
I'll sing in the background. La, 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 la.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
Don't do that. And don't make those blah, blah, blah motions either. If you're not using that whole little can of tomato paste, what did I used to do? I put a piece of plastic wrap over it, stick it in the fridge, and then in only 2 weeks, it's got a nice 3-inch layer of green mold on top of it. So what I do now and what I've been doing for years, I take the extra tomato paste, I put it into a Ziploc bag, squeeze the air out, press it flat, and throw it in the freezer. And then when I need just a small amount of tomato paste, I can take that out and break off a little piece, and there it is. And it's
really
good.
That's a fabulous idea, Stein, but I still am convinced that you can just buy tomato paste in a tube. That's what I do because I only need, what do you need, a tablespoonful, two tablespoonsful? That's the best way.
Oh, you're taking all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I guess. I might suggest that what you use it for is when you're trying to sneak stinky cheese out of foreign countries. You want to, like, get a bunch of Ziploc bags. I always bring those things with me wherever I go because, of course, now you need to show them your toothpaste or whatever at the airport. But really, those are for sneaking smelly cheeses or charcuterie out of Vancouver if you're up there at Granville Island. You're like, should I bring this back? I don't know. You know another thing? I like to use newspaper plastic bags for celery. They're perfect because they're long
size for
like
celery.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here's my other great use for Ziploc bags, and that is for when you're pounding meat. Now, most people will go ahead and use that plastic wrap. I used to do it myself, but not anymore. Instead, I just snip out two big squares from a big Ziploc, you know, something about 8 inches square. Mm-hmm. And you can put your, you know, chicken or a little pork cutlet or whatever it is you're going to pound thin between those two things. It's much more durable than the plastic wrap. You don't have to keep reaching back to the plastic wrap box and cross-contaminating. And you can reuse them. You just rinse them off with a little soapy water. I've been using the same two ones for years, and they're never going to break down. So those are my two unusual uses for Ziploc bags. Eaters, what are yours? Let us know at KPLU.org. Just click on Food for Thought and share your clever ideas. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy...
Paper or plastic?
Oh, God, I'm trying to decide. Listen, I'm Dick Stein.